This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Rise
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm PJ with you. And this person wants to get some breast implants, wants to get shot in the jaw, and wants to continue his life on the road as a stand-up comedian.
Oh, okay. Dave Chappelle.
That would be great, but no.
No, he's got enough. Let's think. A comedian that maybe had a hard time as far as financing goes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon if we start that list.
Yeah, all right.
All the good ones are gone.
That is sad. Yeah. Now that you said that. All right, well, the answer is Steve-O.
Oh, well.
You remember him, hanging out with him.
He was in here with us. He's again, man.
He's funny.
Well, I don't know if... I believe he was clean at this point.
Oh, yeah, he was clean when he came to see us, yeah. Real nice, real sweet dude.
God, it's like, man, I could see
sweetheart.
How you were a jerk when you were in your drug-fueled rages.
Uh-huh.
But when he was clean and sober, what a, like, I don't want to say teddy bear, because he ain't big enough to be. He's like a little beanie baby.
Yeah.
That's cool. A good analogy.
Very nice guy.
Well, Steve-O wants to end his Jackass era. And he has what he calls a delusional vision for how he can end this Jackass persona. So
okay.
He can transition into stand-up comedy and go by his birth name, Steve Glover.
So is he going to start talking with an English accent, too?
Yeah, dude.
Because he's from there, right?
He's from Miami, right?
I thought he was born in England.
I have no idea.
I know he still tours. He goes everywhere.
Yeah.
He was born in Wimbledon.
Oh, really?
Not the stadium, but the area of London.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Steve-O wants to have a final Gone Too Far tour where he does different stunts, like getting breast implants.
I thought his daddy was going to be Arthur Ashe.
Not only that, he wants to, do something to that other body part. He wants to get a penis tattoo over his eyebrow. I don't know why.
He's getting it on his eyebrow, though, right?
Yeah, he wants to get a penis tattooed over his eyebrow and having a bullet shot through his open jaw.
You thought that he wanted to get his penis tattooed, but somehow over his eyebrow?
Like, yeah, it's that. Yeah.
Oh. Four ribs taken out.
I was just messing with how it sounded.
Yeah. Well, man, I want to re-interview him now. Why do you hate yourself? There's something there. You hate yourself.
Well, with the life he led, there's probably still a lot of guilt there.
Yeah, but you know what? He's
and he might just be talking trash, talking trash just to promote the movie coming out next month.
I hope to God so. Because
it comes out in like 9 days or 10 days.
That's his money, but how long can you do this without, killing yourselves? I mean, seriously.
And you laugh as you say that.
No, but I mean, look what they've all done. And this is
don't go out and drink and drive tonight.
This is a ridiculous list of things to do to your body, like getting breast implants as a man. And he's not going to keep them. He's going to have the surgery and then have it removed, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, but there again, you know, there's these actors and stuff. Christian Bale, his body weight over the years, up and down. I mean, eventually that's going to get to his heart, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we give him a damn Golden Globe and an Emmy.
That's something about
Oscar.
Scott Steiner.
All of them.
Scott Steiner Saturday night when I saw him, man. He's lost. I mean, he's dropped all the, like, all the muscle bulk whatsoever.
Oh, really?
He about suplexed a guy on his head. I mean,
his chest is sunk in.
Well, I think it's because he don't want to carry that bulk around now that he's getting older, because it's not as good to do when you get older to carry that much bulk.
Yeah.
So now he just looks like anybody's tattooed uncle.
That's what happened to Boogie Woogie. Yeah. Lost a lot of weight.
So Steve-O, soon to be Steve Glover, said that maybe then comedy purists will take him seriously as a stand-up comedian and he'll be free from being Steve-O.
You have no penance to pay, dude.
Well, but if he feels like he knows to himself.
If he does, yeah, I mean, look, we always say your body, your choice or whatever, but I just want him to know.
Well, not everybody.
Well, it depends on what state you live in.
Yeah.
That we don't need that. You can just go be Steve Glover. We still go be Steve-O in our hearts. It's like if I saw Emmanuel Lewis walking through an airport, I'm going to accidentally call him Webster.
No, you can't do that. You remember what happened with Mini-Me and what's his name from the Celtics?
Paul Pierce.
Well, it's...
You're calling him Mini-Me.
I know, and he would probably punch me right in my ankle.
Well, he's dead now.
Jesus, really? Yeah. COVID?
No, he died years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
I just forgot what it was.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had some health problems.
That's why he stepped on.
Ah.
Well, we have a story about a 28-year-old woman by the name of Stephanie Page. Page is spelled correctly. Her last name is House. And she... Stephanie Page House is her name.
Okay.
And she did something where she was using really old technology.
Did you only say her middle name because it's yours?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't ever see my name printed anywhere.
Well, the only time they ever say middle names is when somebody, like, assassinates someone.
Yeah. If you watch AEW, you might see Adam Page, Ethan Page, maybe even Diamond Dallas Page show up.
I don't ever watch that.
Bang.
Sorry.
You just see
now. I need to now because now, you know, that's just excitement for me.
Yeah.
I didn't even, you know, if I went out and looked for, like, you would find Matthew things all over the place growing up as a kid. I never saw Paige there.
That's because I was in church, Paige.
Yeah.
No, but I don't have name plaques or anything like that. It was kind of sad.
Yeah, but you go to the school supply store.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Then.
Libraries. How many of you are in that book?
It wasn't spelled that way.
Anyway, you were
all
saying.
Right, I know. I digress. All right, so this is an inmate's girlfriend, Stephanie. And what did she do to get herself in so much trouble? A county jail in Tupelo, Mississippi got a fax this month that said that one of its inmates was up for release. And that's how they normally do it. But so the fax itself wasn't that weird, but there were some irregularities with this request. So they called the courthouse it came from to make sure it was legit. And the people at the courthouse didn't know what they were talking about because they didn't send it. So the cops did some digging and realized who did it. It was Stephanie. And they figured out that the number the fax came from had been spoofed. So it looked like it came from the court, but it actually came from her.
Still using facts, though, to do that?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That was the first tip off. We got a fax?
But they still, a fax from a pizza place?
She said that's how they normally you do it, though.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this thing still works?
Yeah.
There's paper coming through it.
What is that noise? What is that? Yeah, can you still? Yeah. I didn't know it was still used. I thought everything was scanned, blah, blah.
Yeah. I didn't think so. We got one here.
Do we really?
Yeah, you can fax.
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
You got to dial a ton of numbers, but yeah. You can do it.
Climb up on there. Oh, we'll fax your ass to somebody.
Who do you want to send it to? You send it to anybody.
Yeah,
but we got to know. Oh, yeah, because it would go to, well.
You want to go to the printing place across the way and make copies?
Yeah. I want to make curtains of your ass.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put it here over the blinding sunlight.
Well, last week, Stephanie was charged, and she was charged with uttering a forgery, and she is also charged with credit card fraud and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Get you for that paraphernalia.
Yeah, they do.
It's a keychain.
That's a paperweight, man. Come on.
That's oregano.
Hey, you want to know what the new wedding trend is? Well, it could become a wedding trend.
Yes.
a metaverse wedding.
No, it won't. Oh. No, it will not.
Why not?
Listen, man, there's a lot of working going on right now, and
Yeah, this is one of those things. There's somebody trying to push a narrative like, oh, this is getting popular, but it isn't, and it won't, because it takes everything that people want to do with a wedding and takes it away from it. People still have those, you know, I mean, look, getting a wedding day is it's a lot of attention, and it's special, and you're the center of it.
It's the biggest party. It's fun.
I wondered how Minecraft stayed so popular, like the whole, and now it all makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it really makes sense. And it's Ready Player One, just ready to,
Yeah, Fortnite too.
I'm telling y'all.
Everybody's got an avatar.
Don't get worked. These sons of bitches are buying like loft apartments in digital world. But then again, are they?
It's like, all the VC and the skins.
But all those NFTs that came out, that all those, I can't say the name because they're litigious as hell, but they were all buying the ones from each other, putting these record high numbers. And then you get Joe Blow out there saying, man, he turned that $400 into $300,000. I'll do that too. They release all these clone copies of it, and then at the end of the day, you're like, do what?
What'd you buy?
I have not touched a single one.
Well, so that's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of this sleepy-looking gorilla, but he's got a gold tooth and a mohawk.
Well, the couple in question that are doing this,
we're in Jordan's.
They're a couple in India, and they're inviting 2,000 people to their reception, and they're doing a big Harry Potter-style wedding. I mean, it's their day.
Absolutely.
They want a Hogwarts style.
Well, sorry.
So it's costing them $2,000 for this virtual wedding, and which is about $1 per guest. But here's the thing. They say an avatar of the bride's father will be there, even though he died last year. So that's kind of sweet.
No!
He isn't really there. You could have a picture of him at a real wedding, and it'd be the same thing.
Dude, these avatars are what they were talking about at CES. You could check into places, just your whole body avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're really there.
But why not just, like, have a real life, though?
What is the, like, what is the be-all, end-all with that? Because everybody knows that commerce is travel, it's oil, it's, did I say travel? But if things are virtual and you're staying put, yes, they can continually sell the same digital bullcrap or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're seeing the downfall of that with music.
I saw
they try
where...
to sell music forever, and then most people are like, no, I'll listen to it all for free on YouTube, or I'll pay the $10 a month for this streaming app. But I'm not going to sit there and just – it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But I attribute that maybe to my age, and I don't want to understand it.
Remember?
Well, one of the things I saw, it's a couple of years old now, but it's a thing where somebody's walking around, big box retailer, the one, and but it's a VR walk through the store picking up stuff off the shelves. Like, just go to the store then. Right. If you want to spend the same length of time virtually walking down every aisle in the store to buy stuff, just go do it for real.
But if you could do that and then do the curbside pickup, that would be kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
But don't you like to do it on Google Maps instead of going out? Like, you can go anywhere.
No.
Just click.
The only thing I do that with is Snap Map, because I mean I can't just go to Riyadh, but I can see what people are doing when they party hell. They party like hell in the Middle East for some reason.
Yeah, or if you're looking at a house to buy, you can like do the 3D street tour and look, see what the neighbor's houses look like.
And that's good to do, but then you're gonna go see the house unless you're a hedge fund buying all the properties to rent them out.
But New York City. I want real things, not virtual things. Real things.
Most people will.
Yeah.
But you also have. I never thought that people would be like into women, especially. Well,
you never thought people would be into women?
Being into lab created diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
And that is being totally accepted by women because they're like, you know what? No one had to die for this diamond.
That's different.
But it ain't real.
It's like faux fur. I wear it.
Well, you should just wear two or three, but four is too many.
Five, right? Even, but not
going to get
fur.
Hot.
All right.
Faux fur. Did you close it?
Oh, I'm pinching those, your eyes,
right,
guys.
Thank you. We'll do some open phones next. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Thank you. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Below 93. Good morning.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
1-800-774-0093. We're going to do some open phones. That just means generally wide open, anything you'd like to talk about. Also, I will tell you this. Let's all do something. If you're driving right now or working with heavy machinery, don't pay this no mind. But if you're sitting there and you got your phone nearby, pull it out. Try a little exercise. Go to contacts. And up at the top, depending on what kind of phone you have, there'll be a plus sign at the top. This will be fun to do. Hit the plus sign. And then put in this phone. Put add phone.
Mm-hmm. What's the number?
864-241.
241.
43.
Mm-hmm.
1-8.
4-3-1-8.
Yeah.
Okay.
First name, F.
Uh-huh.
Last name, O-F line.
That's the F-O-F line.
It is.
You can complain. If you have any complaints, any grievances you want to air, you call that line and vent.
Oh, what do I do for an emoji on there? Put the fire one.
Yeah, do that.
Or the angry face.
I'm mad.
When you get pissed off at something, when you get angry about something, instead of flying off the handle, respond to that email on the fly, or, oh, whatever, they received it and read it, screw it. You don't have to reply to it right then. You call the FOF line when you're mad and upset, 864-241-4318. And that's a local number, but, again, it's well worth it no matter where you are, because you'll sit back and listen to it on Friday, and you'll be like, you know what? God, I wasn't all that pissed off now, was I?
Well, plus long-distance fees don't apply on cell phones.
You know what? That's true. I read a very staggering number the other day about the people with home phones, and I was like, I knew it was bad, but yeah. Lord have mercy.
Man, I feel bad for the folks at 1-800-COLLECT.
Why?
Well, because there's no pay phones.
Oh, no pay phones, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, let's go first. Well, we'll go to Dave first. He's been waiting patiently for a long time. Dave in Somerville, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rise Guys.
How
are you?
Well, sir, yourself?
I'm all right, you know. Just got back from a long, nice trip.
Oh, awesome.
Down to the beautiful Florida. Went to the Epcot Center. So,
just Epcot Center?
That's where some people want to go for the science.
Well, yeah. I wanted to have a beer in every country. Yeah.
Dude.
I wanted to see the future from 40 years ago.
Did you get the yards of beer?
Yeah.
And you know what? You don't get to keep those as a souvenir glass.
What?
Even if you shove it down your pants leg.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where else can you go to drink out of a boot?
Blank Stampede?
Yeah, but not beer.
Not beer?
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
Real serve,
that's
no.
True.
Yeah. No, they just give you the chicken leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They give you some greasy meat with no utensils, no napkins.
Yeah. So were you disappointed like me when you went to Epcot and there was no Cat Mio anymore?
I was extremely disappointed.
Yeah.
All left with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It.
Well, it says here you need some advice about some family stuff. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I do want some advice because I'm trying to spend some more time with my old lady. You know, that's why I surprised her with that trip last week.
Yeah.
And I really want to try to see what kind of advice Fat Boy can give me on time off, because I was at the Hall of Presidents taking some pictures. And I looked over at the that Biden. Then they have that new Biden animatronic. It was getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, they got that last summer.
I looked over there, and I swear I saw somebody that looked like I seen a ghost. I was like, I'll be damned if that wasn't Fat Boy. He was over there flipping off the animatronics of Mr. Trump. So I walked over there, like, Fat Boy, give me one of them pictures. And he said, no. So I want to see how the hell I can get time off and say I'm sick, but go down to Epcot and have a hell of a time drinking out of a boot.
Taking pictures of Biden animatronic.
Wow. Yeah. I just heard he was out sick, and I was like, by God.
All the color from Fatboy's face is left now. He now looks like, you see the movie Powder?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. This was not no animatronic Fatboy either. This was.
No, that would have been Benjamin Harrison.
He had on basketball shorts and some old-ass Jordans.
Oh,
this
man.
Was definitely Fatboy. Fatboy, how does this work? You're telling everybody you're off and you're down in Epcot.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, am I not supposed to? I guess I don't get time off, do I?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
I'm supposed to be here every day.
You didn't ever say, but if it's is that right though?
You want to come in? You mean come in Saturday?
No, I just didn't. I didn't. You never clearly. I pontificated about it. Nine did too. Don't just look at me. That might have been where you went, but you still like you did what was asked of you from.
Yeah, I know you never really off
wilderness or wherever you were at.
You never really off.
Yeah,
there's always something you got to do.
So, Dave, did you approach Fatboy and he added like he didn't know who you were or he wasn't who?
I yelled his name out and that some bitch turned around and said what? And I asked for a picture, but at the same time I didn't want to be stalkerish, so.
Yeah,
I just came up and shook his hand.
That's a good rule.
Said, I appreciate you. Yeah. You just smell like a little bit of alcohol. I did too, though. Well, we all did.
He was all sick. I mean, that Epcot.
Sure, you got the right guy. I mean, if you got a real short, fat guy, it wasn't me. I'm a tall, fat guy.
No, it wasn't definitely a short, fat guy. You and I have hung out before up there at the amphitheater up there in Simpsonville.
All right. Hang on now.
Wow. Hung out together? What, were you standing side by side in the urinal?
Mm.
Yeah, really we're talking about the Rise Guys.
You don't want to tell everything and everybody. You know, a lot of people like to do that. So.
Yeah. Wow.
You know. I just wanted some advice how I get time off. And, you know,
I mean,
I'm back slaving at it now.
Just kind of ball.
What's going on around here?
I don't know.
Did you shake this guy's hand at Disney this week or last week?
No, we fist bump.
Okay, did you fist bump him? Do you fist this guy in Disney?
Wow, I mean, did you?
Depends on who you believe. You believe this guy? Possibly.
You can believe me all you want to, Fatboy.
You shook so many hands there.
We talked about the Biden animatronic and the Trump animatronic and which one you liked and which one you didn't like, and we know which one you liked.
Did people come up to him like a little kid and say, sir, you're supposed to be green, you know, thinking he was Shrek?
No, DreamWorks.
Ah, shoot.
No.
Dumb joke.
I tell you, they'd be.
If Dave knew that
one. Damn you for doing that, too.
Yeah, they're both interesting to look at.
Yeah.
I've heard.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know, man. It's like you, you know.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're doing.
Like, I don't know what to tell this guy. You don't really, you know. It's just hard to get all some stuff.
You just tell him he's sick and go to Disney.
Yeah. That's it, I guess.
I don't know, man. I mean, you could possibly be both. You could be sick, and then, you know.
You'd be sick at Disney.
You could be sick somewhere.
Like, what are you doing right now, Fatboy?
What are you doing? Like, I don't know.
We're talking right now to Jimmy Harper, who is pretending that he saw you at Disney World. And you're sitting here rolling
just playing
with it.
Into it, like, man.
Sorry, I didn't know how to end it there because I thought Fatboy would deny it, but he kind of rolled with it.
I'm cactus on my face hurts from laughing.
Nine texted me last night. He says, we should get somebody to call in and say that they saw Fatboy at Disney.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I knew that voice, man.
Dude, I don't know. Fatboy would know and whatever. And Nine's like, get Jimmy Harper to do it. Jimmy says, I'll be glad to do it, blah, blah, blah. And then Fatboy, again, you're such an enigma. It's not true, but yet you were rolling with it.
I thought you actually went.
I did too.
Fatboy's like Andy Kaufman. You don't know what's real and what isn't. He just ain't rich or dead.
I don't know. I don't know who, you know. Was it true?
Jimmy Harper would be fun to go to Disney World.
He would, man.
Epcot.
I I would love to go to Disney with you guys.
All right, we'll do a non-station Rise Guys trip. All right, Jimmy Harper, thank you for that. We tried.
We're all going to be sick next week. We're going to Florida.
All right, see you, man. Have a good morning.
Love you guys.
Love you, too. Thank you, sir. Aww.
See, Fatboy knew something was up. He just didn't know exactly what. And then as it unfurled in front of him, he's like, oh, I don't know how to react to this. I'm going to go with it.
See, the caller ID, because Fatboy has to answer the calls, and it's like anybody that I know, he knows. And that is, again, he's... I don't want to give his phone number out, but he had a number. It looked like it was from this area, so.
Yeah. I know what to roll with.
Well, for real, did you go to Disney?
No.
You still, you know what's weird is like, and I don't mean this in I don't mean this in a demeaning way. I think you felt so guilty about being out sick, air quotes, whatever, that you mega worked from home. Like, you were sending these emails, hey, if you need this sound, it's here. You did the podcast.
I get checked up on it a good bit.
No, you will.
But you were sick.
You ain't allowed to be sick.
Do we have time here?
No, take a break and come back.
All right.
Take a break real quick.
Anonymous on line two needing advice about parenting. Please hold.
We'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Yes, 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody. Rise Guys. Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday. Hey, cut myself there. Okay, we're doing some, we'll continue with the phones, 1-800-774-0093. Anonymous, been waiting patiently. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Hey. What is it you needed some parenting advice?
Yeah, is it more healthy just to go ahead and tear their rear ends up or fuss at them when they do something they don't? But like, you know, for an example, he got him a new pair of shoes, got him muddy as all crap, so I jumped all over him, fussed at him for about 5-10 minutes, and then it was over with. Well, he started crying, yada, yada, yada. So it's more healthy just to go ahead and tear him up and be done with it, or fuss at him. And
I don't know, neither one's the right approach for getting your shoe dirty.
Yeah, I mean, did he get him dirty out there, like, playing outside?
Oh, yeah. Getting in the mud and stuff like that.
Does he have
boy stuff.
Does he have, like, a pair of mudders? Like, you know, what we would call our grass-cutting shoes?
Well, yeah, but he was at his buddy's house. He grew up with his buddy after school.
Yeah.
So he didn't really have no other shoes to play in, so he was out there playing in his new shoes.
Yeah.
Well... this goes back to just like anything else. I was tore up as a kid, as you say.
Hell
and
yeah.
I assume you're just talking about, you know, spanking and things like that. I didn't do that. I did not practice that. I didn't feel comfortable with it. And I felt like certain restrictions worked out. But if that's your way of doing your thing, you know, do your thing. My point here is that if it was the first time it's happened, maybe that's a little overboard, but if it's a continual thing and he's not learning his lesson, then you have to, whether it be restrictions, take the phone away, take the video game away, or, you know, give him a little paddling, whatever you do, you know?
Right. Well, my question is, I guess, is it unhealthy to fuss at them? You know, jump on them like, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I told you. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
You know, or
think about your childhood. Think about those moments that stick to you like freaking.
Everybody has something they still remember where somebody went overboard and just wait. You're like, man.
You can't remember something from last week, but you remember that time when that adult screamed at you and you knew as a child being so meek and mild that you didn't deserve it and you didn't know what you did. Or
there's been a time as an adult you thought about it and I wish he'd say it right now and bust his ass.
Right.
You tune them out and don't listen. Yeah.
So
I grew up without a father, you know, so, you know, this is all new to me. You know, I've been raising him for 10 years by myself, no mother in his life whatsoever.
Okay.
So
that's hard work, man.
So your mom raised you? As a single mom?
Yeah, my grandmother did. My mom was always out running the roads, you know, doing what, you know, loose women do, I guess.
Wow, okay. Well, it's your mom, your choice. Now, how did grandma discipline you? Did she scream at you or did she?
No, I had the best grandmother in the world. You know, she was 4 foot tall and always made the best food. You know, she didn't do nothing to you.
But, so she didn't discipline you at all?
No. I learned my discipline on the streets.
Hell yeah!
You don't want your kid to have to do that, though, right? Especially these streets these days.
No.
But you have those sweet... See, that's the thing, and I'm going to be very deep with this, is I behold my father, and he's gone now, and that's part of it. But he was like my buddy. He didn't always discipline me when he should have. He would... For my own well-being, hide certain things from my mom that knew would get me in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But looking back now as a parent, if my mom had not been, you know, she went overboard sometimes, but if she had not had any kind of strictness, any kind of rules, I can't tell you where I'd be right now.
Uh-huh.
You'd still be locked in the car.
My problem is, you know, I've got a buddy I grew up with, right? And he's one of these people that would just jump, just go, would just lose it over nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that kind of rubbed off on me, and I can see some of that in me because, you know, I'm like, but, you know, I don't want to be like that. And then when I do jump on him without, because I'll jump on him before I whoop him. And then I feel like crap made over because I just blasted him out.
Mm.
And
well,
I'm trying to get away from that.
I will say this. You know how I've said this before, and I try to practice it as much as I can. The pulse set, reset. It's the thing my therapist told me when you get angry or even just upset emotionally about something. You pause. You chill out for a minute. I say don't discipline your kid in the moment because some people say, well, they're not going to know what you're disciplining them for. Yeah, you tell them afterwards, before, during, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you go home and his shoes are all muddy, you're maybe not as mad at him about the shoes. You're mad at him about maybe the way your day went, and you're projecting it all on him.
Yeah, that's if you have to correct the dog, it's right now in the moment, or else he don't know what he got in trouble for. But a kid, you can bring it up to him later, and he remembers it, and you can still talk about it after the fact.
Yeah,
when you're not running on emotion.
So how do you not? How do you get in that minus state of mind not to do that?
Well, talk to him.
I guess that's
the
what I'm asking.
Waiting a little while to bring it up helps more than anything, I think.
A reason with him and tell him you can't have dirty shoes, so how about make sure that you don't do that next time?
Can I ask his age?
10 years old.
Okay. Aww. Formative years.
At that age, I would. I mean, I personally remember being that age and messing up some stuff that I had, shoes or whatnot, getting them dirty. One thing, I was walking around school and I had some new shoes on, and I jumped and just stomped on a pack of ketchup that was on the ground outside, and it squirted on my other shoe, and it never came out of that shoe. And I still feel bad when I think about that. Not that my mom yelled about me, but even I was about 10 when that happened. I think I was in fourth grade, so yeah, right 9 or 10. And I still remember that, and I learned a lesson that day from doing
that. You knew how hard they had to work to pay for them, too.
Yeah, and you can just, you know, explain it that way. You don't have to explain it angrily, and he still can understand and feel bad because he messed up something that you provided for him. Those are his nice shoes, and well, you messed up your nice shoes. Now you don't have no nice shoes, and if we have to go somewhere where you need nice shoes, we got to go buy you more shoes. And it's not that you're mad; you just explaining that to him, and he'll understand and kind of learn a lesson from feeling bad about something like that, I think.
Plus, tell him there's a shortage because of.
I don't want to do mental abuse on him. You know what I mean? I don't want to be be that mental.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like that.
Do that again. That's really good. I want to use this for future bits. Do that. Do it again. I love that.
Verbal abuse hurts too.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it stays with you way more.
Yeah.
I feel like mental abuse hurts worse than just tearing their butt up and being done with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because that feeds a little bit of, as far as I'm concerned, it feeds aggression.
Yeah.
But.
And to a certain extent, you know, little boys just do things like that, and they always will, and they always have.
Yeah.
They're going to play, and they're going to get – it's good that they do play and get stuff dirty. A lot of them don't anymore, and
that's
it sucks.
That's right. These kids, they're more concerned about how nice they're going to stay now, and then yours is out there tearing it up. So, you know, it's the give. But when it comes to discipline, I would say you pissed in the moment, go outside, sit on the porch for a minute. Think about what you're going to say to him.
Yeah.
Then do your disciplinary actions, because if you come in, you see his shoes are all muddy, you had a rough day at work, traffic, blah, 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 people flipping you off, mooning you, you got to take it out on him, and that's not fair.
And
to
just
him
make them clean them before they come in the house. Like, you have to have clean shoes. That's just the way it's going to be to live in my house.
Well, yeah, if he takes care of his stuff, then he can have nicer stuff, too. And you can make that point to him.
Yeah.
Like, if you take care of your stuff, you get nicer stuff. If you don't take care of it, you just kind of get what you get, because we know you ain't going to take care of it.
Pride of ownership.
Yep.
That's a good lesson for him to learn. Anonymous, we got to roll, man. I hope that helps you.
Hey. Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Hello. Yeah, I tell you what, man. That's he does a good one of that. At first, it sounded like an old dog, but then, yeah, it sounded like the kingpin, the landlord lady.
Yeah, man. That's a grown-ass man there. He's, you can tell he means well. He's got a good heart. And he wants to do right. He's just a hard dude.
He's honest as he can be. He's like, man, I didn't have the whatever, and my grandma just kind of let me roll, and I learned on the streets.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take us a break. We'll come back. We can continue with that, whatever. The phone's always open, 1-800-774-0093. It's Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.